Do you consider yourself to be an organized person, or is your life a bit scattered and you never feel like you're getting the most out of your day? If being organized isn't your strong suit, then it's very easy to fall off the productivity wagon. Procrastination can also push you over the edge. Today, I'm sharing 5 productivity tools I personally can't live without. I recently shared these with an online group for BX Networking, and they were well received. So I thought you'd enjoy this insight behind the scenes of my business as well. Let's get started. Welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business via effective marketing methods, while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. The show features a beautiful blend of guest and solo episodes covering marketing and business growth topics, as well as ways to improve your physical, mental, and emotional self. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, a health and wellness copywriter and content marketing trainer, who's here to help perfect your message, then find the right channels to send it out into the scary online world, with the ultimate goal of making it heard and seen by your ideal client. So feel free to book a free 15-minute chat with me after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. So yes, I'm often asked how I manage to do all the things that I do. And that includes life as a mum, wife, business owner, podcaster, BX team leader, Sydney Hills Business Chamber education partner, meetup host, and more. Well, firstly, I'm super organized, but I couldn't do it all without the support from 5 very handy productivity tools I'm about to share with you. So for me personally, these tools, it just seems like common knowledge, but you kind of forget what you know and others don't know. So you may already know of some of these, maybe you've tried some of them, maybe some you've never heard of, but hopefully at least one of them helps you to become more productive in your day. The first one to talk about is Google Calendar. So yes, I'm a Google Workspace, formerly G Suite fan. And up until a couple of years ago, I still used a paper diary. However, now my whole life, both business and personal, is scheduled into my Google Calendar. It keeps me so calm by giving me a clear idea of what my week is looking like and knowing everything is all in the same place. I used to have personal stuff in a paper diary and business online, and when they overlapped, this clash is what happened. So it also gives me the freedom to easily move tasks and events around without scribbling out and rewriting notes on a paper diary. So what I do is I block out time in my calendar for certain tasks and I try my best to stick to it. It helps me to be productive when I know I have a time limit, especially at the moment when I have my 2 young kids around. So with my calendar, I use different colors for different types of events. And now these colors are named by Google, not me, but basically grape is for family stuff. Tangerine is for my personal stuff. Blue is for business admin. Purple is for client work. Flamingo is for podcast interviews. Sage, which is like a green, is for events. And you get the picture. So this strategy gives me a clear idea of how I'm spending my time and whether I'm spending too much time in a particular area. So it helps me ensure I'm being productive in all areas of my life. And actually looking over this past week's calendar, there's actually not a lot of time in there for me at the moment. I'm trying to squeeze it in at the beginning of the day, but most of the time my calendar looks pretty colorful and pretty, a nice blend of everything. So then every Friday or Sunday, I look at the week ahead and ensure I've scheduled enough time for project work as well as breathing space in between meetings. I'm not always good at that one, but I'm getting better. Calendly, so that's spelled C-A-L-E-N-D-L-Y, Calendly. So while on the topic of calendars, I have to mention Calendly here. So if you're unfamiliar with it, this is an online booking system that integrates with your calendar, Zoom, CRM, and other tools. So rather than wasting time going backwards and forwards with proposed dates and times for meetings with either, you know, potential referral partners or clients, I simply send them a booking link. Now, some people say it's impersonal. I've had someone pick up saying that it was, but I personally think it's practical. And I think it's valuing both parties' time, to be honest, because, and you know, like I personally prefer this method when lining up chats with others. I can simply look at their calendar and mine and find a date that suits us both, just like booking appointments, get my nails done, things like that. I enjoy that I can just go online and book it rather than call and go backwards and forwards. It's been very painful and time consuming. So in Calendly, I have various types of meetings set up. So 15-minute chats, as I talk about on the podcast, they're great for touching base with people or having an initial chat after an introduction. So they're fairly short and snappy and ensure your time isn't wasted. So I also have a 30-minute option, but I usually allow those for briefings or proposal chats these days when I know there's more information to be exchanged. So after people lock in a date and time in your Calendly event, you can ask them certain quantifiable questions as well that can actually help save you time during the conversation. So you can ask them the basics and then you know it's covered. You delve right into the conversation about those. But ultimately, you don't want to spend all your time having meetings either, especially if you're doing meetings instead of putting your time into better things like your actual work or working on your content marketing strategy. See, I just had to slip that in there. I also ensure a buffer of 30 minutes in between meetings. And if somehow my day is filled with more than three or four meetings, I usually try to reschedule things. The next one is Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O. That's a project management tool. And look, full disclosure here, while I used to have an official CRM, that's customer relationship management system, lately I've been using Trello to keep track of my potential current and immediate past clients instead. So while there are various project management tools out there, personally, I prefer Trello for this whole drag and drop process. It's basically these columns and then you create cards, or the columns or lists, cards that you then drag along based on the process. It just seems to work way better for me than having lists. Checklists are great in each of those things individually, but quickly seeing visually where I'm at, it's just so much better having this drag and drop option. So I first heard about Trello about 6 years ago, but I couldn't make it work for me back then. I was still stuck in my Excel, you know, red, orange, green light kind of headspace with where things were at. But I started trying it out for this podcast in January last year. And now I have multiple boards for my podcast, marketing campaigns, current projects, and tasks allocated to my subcontractors and marketing assistant. Oh, and for BX leadership stuff as well. So it keeps me productive because I can clearly see which tasks are awaiting action and all the key information is kept in the same place, not going from folder to folder and everything like that. So I even save email conversations in there and client documents and links, all links to Google Drive. And I also put notes about where things are up to with invoices and payments. It's so much better than using my whiteboard and searching through folders, especially when often my marketing system needs access to things as well. So while I've used CRMs in the past, I've found this method just, it keeps me much more organized on top of what needs to be done and when. There could be other CRMs I'll get onto in the future that does this, but right now this is serving its purpose and I feel in control of multiple clients at once. So if you do have multiple clients and multiple projects going at the same time, you know where things are at, then this could be a good tool for you. Canva, C-A-N-V-A, without the S at the end, so not Canvas, Canva. I'm a massive fan. I think you've probably heard me talk about it before. It's such a great tool for creating social media graphics, e-newsletter banners, Facebook covers, client proposals, presentations, you name it. I never got the hang of Adobe Photoshop. I did do some basic training in it, but yeah, it just never quite worked. The discovery of Canva was just life-changing for me. I love the vast range of design templates you can use and the ease of adapting them to suit your brand. you give me a white screen and you know, in Photoshop, I'll design something dodgy or very outdated somehow. But give me a Canva template and the magic just happens. I get that inspiration from initial design. Go, yep, cool. If I tweak this slightly, don't give me a white screen. So this is a fab productivity tool, because what could have taken, you know, half an hour or even more to create a design can now take only minutes, especially if you find a template, which is almost exactly what you're after. You switch colors around, insert the new wording, done. I use it for both my own creations and client social media posts when working on organic social media campaigns, or when repurposing blogs were written for them by creating, you know, those posts. It's just so easy to match the client's brand style on Canva as well and release images that suit their business. I personally have the paid version of Canva, but you can do so much with the free version. If you're not already on it, just get on it. Have a play around. You'll enjoy it. Just don't spend too much time on it. That can be the one issue. So block into your calendar, Canva play around time for 1 hour. Just see how you go with keeping to that. Virtual assistant is the fifth tool I want to talk about. Okay, I know it's not an online tool like the others and it's more of a service, but having an offshore virtual assistant has been completely game-changing for me when it comes to productivity. I met Clayton Navarro from VA World Outsourcing via BX about 12 months ago. I've had him on the show, so go back and find the episode with Clayton if you haven't already listened to it, all about getting a VA on board. But personally, I got my VA for marketing support rather than admin support, but she's ended up doing both. For an amazing 20 hours each week, she supports me so much in my business, handling all those little tasks which I enjoy doing, but my time is actually better spent elsewhere. So she keeps my personal content marketing strategy moving along, always with my instruction and approval, like creating social media posts, setting up drop-in newsletters, managing my podcast process, drafting blogs, setting up events, helping promote my trainings and meetups, doing LinkedIn outreach, and designing stunning graphics in Canva, which are usually way better than what I could design, and she does them quicker. Actually, when I originally presented this presentation, she also did the PowerPoint presentation for me. It was beautiful. So while I still prefer to review and approve all those things above before anything is published, scheduled, or sent, she keeps it all moving along. So then with the drafts waiting for me in Trello, it forces me to take action and complete them. But if she didn't make that start, it simply wouldn't happen at all. I have no idea where I'd be with my social media strategy right now. So I've been so impressed with her work that my VA, or marketing assistant, as I think is a better title for her, has been helping me with client work even in recent months. And honestly, when I look back at all the stuff she gets done and pushes along, I wonder how I managed to squeeze all of it into my week before she came along. I was obviously not being productive. So these days, I can focus on doing all the right things to move my business forward, rather than procrastinating with all those little things, playing around with Canva maybe a little bit too much, or setting up those events, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So this brings me to the end. It was a nice quick one today of today's episode. But in summary, those tools again are Google Calendar, Calendly, Trello, Canva, and using virtual assistants. And they all serve different purposes. So Google Calendar is ideal if you want help with mapping out your day, your week, or even your month. Calendly is amazing for saving time when it comes to making appointments. Trello helps you with projects. Canva helps you with graphics. And virtual assistants, well, that can kind of be overarching and help you with multiple things. So they've all been extremely helpful for keeping me productive and organized when it comes to both managing my business and my overall content marketing strategy. Sorry, if you haven't tried them out yet, or there's one or two or all of them you haven't tried, give them a go and let me know how you go. But yes, if you need more help with your content marketing strategy, you can book in a 15-minute virtual tea with me as well. And that link's in the show notes once again. But thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed, and you can find show notes at marketingandme.com.au. If you enjoyed listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating and review via iTunes. and grab a screenshot of this episode and share it across your socials. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn. Just search for Leanne Shelton and let me know you're a fan of the show. You can also find me on Instagram under LeanneShelton247 or, of course, book in that 15-minute chat. Because I'd absolutely love to chat about how I can help you grow a thriving health and wellness business. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.